face around cleaning up data? You know, you've discussed different sources of where you're collecting, and just what are some of the big challenges?
I mean, it's always a big challenge when you're dealing with any sort of government data. I don't have much advice in the way of that other than just, you know, brute force. There's a couple like techniques that you can use, but really, really it is, you get a data source and your job as a developer is to kind of generalize that data source, right? So you start from the specific and then you move to general so that you can compare it to other things. So one of the things that we've been dealing with recently is kind of FEC data. And that's always been historically. The FEC is the Federal Elections Commission, which is supposed to track all of the contributions made to candidates. And so, when you get a huge and so that's a humongous volume of data to deal with, and it's very kind of dirty. So you start from the specific. You start from exactly their data format, you clean it up, you figure out which records are the most important for you, and then you kind of summarize that and generalize that into the thing that you're working on. So it's always a bit of a brain bender. One of the tools that I recently saw released, which I'm really excited about looking into, is this company called Freebase released grid-based tools, so think spreadsheets, think tables like in Access or something, called Gridworks, which looks really, really fantastic for being able to do this. And I haven't played around with it yet, but I have a bunch of colleagues say that it's just the bee's knees, so that might help. But as far as like actual specific sort of advice, it really, really is. You're taking a certain kind of data format and you're generalizing it, and that's as, you know, sorry to excuse the pun, but that's as general as I can be about it.
Well, one other thing I would add too is in this world of, you know, kind of sharing as much data as you can as quickly as you can, you know, things become really important. Something I see often in data-based reporting is just really poor sourcing. You can help yourself out a lot by saying, you know, okay, this comes from the Treasury Department, this database comes from the Federal Elections Commission, et cetera, et cetera, just to disclose to people that you can't necessarily 100% vouch for the information in question, that it comes from somewhere else. And I think also if you know that something is going to be biased in a certain direction, it's also just honest to say, you know, we think this is undercount of whatever phenomenon or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I really find that readers really appreciate, just a little honesty or, you know, just saying, you know, we don't know for sure, or this is how well we can know, or beware, you know, this might be in the data.
And that's part of our nerd page that we put together for the unemployment insurance app. We point out that, you know, our revenues that we're tracking include things like administrative payments, but they don't include stimulus payments. So it's always really good to point out what exactly is in your data when you put it up online, so that people can make the choice themselves whether or not they're actually, you know, this is something that they can trust.